This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق صدق الله العظيم وصدق نبيه الكريم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, every good deed, big or small, has the potential to take the person to Jannah. Every good deed, big or small, has the potential to take a person to Jannah. We are often fixated with the big stuff, big projects, big rewards, big success. If you do something, let it be big. Whilst that is good, but we shouldn't lose sight of the smaller things also in life. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ أَعْمَالُ أُمَّتِي. Allah presented before me the a'mal and the good deeds, the actions of my ummah. سَيِّئُهَا وَحَسَنُهَا. The evil deeds as well as the good deeds. And he says, فَوَجَدْتُ فِي مَحَاسِنِ أَعْمَالِهَا الْأَذَى يُمَاتُ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. He says, in the good deeds, when I was going through the records, I found a simple deed, like moving something out of the pathway in the records of a person. Subhanallah. Just think about it. You're walking out of the masjid, you see a banana peel. Very seldom a person will stop, pick it up, put it on the side. But the Nabi of Allah, the narration of Muslim, he's saying, when Allah presented the deeds of my ummah, I even found a simple deed like this. Allahu Akbar. That is why the famous incident, the lady of the night with an ill reputation, thirsty, looking for water, comes across a well. She goes into the well, she quenches her thirst. She comes out and she finds a dog, harping and thirsty. She understood that this dog is thirsty, just as I was thirsty a few moments ago. So she makes the extra effort. She goes into the well. She brings water for this dog. فَشَكَرَ لَهَا Allah. Allah forgave her and gave her Jannah. On what? On showing kindness to a dog. Under normal circumstances, a person cannot keep a dog for leisure purposes. Not permissible in Sharia. But that doesn't mean you don't show kindness. Allah forgave a lady with an ill reputation, known as a lady of the night. Allah gave her Jannah. For what? For giving water to a dog. Whilst we aim for the big stuff, may Allah make us successful in that. Let us not lose sight of the simple a'mal and the simple deeds that the Sharia has presented us with. Because every good deed, big or small, can take a person to Jannah. Now you think about this lady, for how many years, Allah alone knows, she must have been in that profession. How many years? It's a wicked profession. It's something that not to be proud of. But Allah found one excuse to forgive her. And he wiped the entire life's record clean. Simple deed. And the point I'm trying to labor here is that we often miss out on many opportunities considering that deed to be small. Well, Allah, if I give a donation, it must be, you know, in the thousands. I mean, what will my 10 ren or 20 ren help this organization? So we aim for the big things. We forget that Allah has made Jannah so easy for us to attain, mashallah. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us advice. He says, تَعْدِلُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ صَدَقَةً. To say a good word and to bring two people together is a good deed. Something we don't think of. And my point here is to make us see things differently. Don't regard only salah as ibadah. Don't regard as Quran tilawa only as ibadah. Don't regard only the masjid and the a'mal taking place in the masjid as a form of ibadah. Rather, it extends beyond the walls of the masjid. It extends to every aspect of our life. So the Nabi of Allah says, to reconcile between people is also a form of ibadah. وَتُعِينُ الرَّجُلَ فِي دَابَّتِهِ فَتَحْمِلُهُ عَلَيْهَا. Allahu Akbar. Just listen to this part of the hadith. To help a person mount his conveyance is also ibadah. Subhanallah. Isn't it amazing? You see a person struggling, elderly man in the masjid yard, to hold his hand, take him to the car. That is sadaqah. An act of reward. Allahu Akbar. The hadith goes on to say, أَوْ تَرْفَعُ لَهُ عَلَيْهَا مَتَاعَهُ. Even to carry the goods for the person and to mount it on the conveyance is an act of ibadah. Subhanallah. Simple deeds. Easy deeds. You're going shopping. You see an elderly person struggling. You carry their items for them. Or you help them pack the car using your intuition. That's an act of ibadah. You don't know behind which good deed Allah has written Jannah for you. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Sometimes it could be in the big stuff. Sometimes it could be in the simple deeds that we do every day. Allah could give us Jannah. Remember the lady, she got Jannah for what? For giving water to a dog. Subhanallah. The Nabi of Allah goes on to mention, وَالْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. To say a good word to anybody is a form of thawab, a form of good, a form of reward. You go to a bereaved family who has lost a loved one, to say a good word to them, to console them, to help them through those difficult moments, Allah could give you Jannah through it. I don't know, you don't know. Subhanallah. وَالْإِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ صَدَقَةً. And to remove an obstacle from the path is also an act of reward. Subhanallah. The next time you see a banana peel, your Jannah could be hidden in there. You don't know. Your Jannah could be hidden. And this is amazing. Let me link up another narration and then you'll appreciate how easy Allah has made it. لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا يَتَقَلَّبُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. The Nabi of Allah said, I seen a man strolling and moving about in Jannah. Now you might be thinking, maybe he did something great. Something great he must have achieved. فِي شَجَرَةٍ قَطَعَهَا مِنْ ظَهْرِ الطَّرِيقِ. For what Allah gave him Jannah? There was a tree that was protruding and the branches of this tree was making it difficult for people to pass by. So it was obstructing the path, the passerby in the pathway. What did he do? He took out some time, he trimmed that branch, he cut it off. Allah gave him Jannah. Allah gave him Jannah. Say Subhanallah. Isn't it amazing? Isn't that amazing? A man got Jannah just by removing an obstacle from somebody else's path. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Isn't that amazing? This is what we say, that sometimes we miss out on so many opportunities because we think It's an insignificant deed. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق أو طلق. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never regard, never consider, never deem any good deed as insignificant. And he goes on to say, even if it means to cheerfully greet your next Muslim brother, Allahu Akbar, to smile in his face, to give him undivided attention when he is speaking, the Nabi of Allah says, do not regard that demeanor of yours as insignificant with no value in eyes of Allah. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاقَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِقٍ. Isn't it amazing? So Allah has made attaining Jannah so easy for us. And I'm saying, go for the big stuff also, no problem. But don't lose sight of the simple things that Allah can give us Jannah through. There's so many opportunities. Every day, hundreds, literally hundreds of opportunities present themselves for us to earn Jannah. You're going to buy takeout. It's a weekend. People don't cook at home. You see a beggar, you buy one sandwich extra. When you come out, you give it to him with a smile. Your Jannah could be there. You don't know. One sandwich, how much? 30, 50 rands? Imagine the dua that will come from that man's heart because you gave him fresh food, not your leftover. Is it that difficult to spend 30 rand on somebody? You're at the grocery store, somebody in front of you is struggling, doesn't have the enough amount to cover the bill. He's short 50 rand, 30 rands. You take it out from your pocket. You don't know, maybe your Jannah is in there. Isn't it amazing? You see somebody stuck on the side of the road, it's safe, the condition is fine, to stop and help him. What I'm trying to get at is, let's change our outlook. Let's change our approach. There's Jannah hidden in so many places for us. We don't know where it is. Let's try and earn those rewards. Look at this example from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imra'atun Sauda, an African lady, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kanat taqummu al-masjid. She is to clean the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ordinary person, nobody took note of her. She was not somebody of note. But what was her worry and concern? That I must keep the house clean. She wasn't employed. She wasn't employed. On her own accord. Anytime she found any dirt, anything, immediately picked it up and cleaned the masjid. She passes away at night. So the Sahaba give her ghusl and they bury her without informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So after some time passed, the Nabi of Allah realized that this lady is no longer coming to the masjid. He's not aware what's happened. So he asked the Sahaba, you know there was a lady that used to come to the masjid. She made it her mission to keep the house of Allah clean. So they said, O Nabi of Allah, she passed away late at night. We thought that we will inconvenience you by waking you up and make you travel late at night and not safe and all that. So we thought we'll attend to the funeral procession ourselves. The Nabi of Allah said, no. Dulluni ala qabriha. He said, no, take me to her qabr. How did you not tell me? Afala kuntum adhantumuni. Why didn't you tell me? This is a narration of Muslim Sharif, an authentic narration and incident. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me that this lady passed away? I would have gotten up to attend to the funeral. So he says to the Sahaba, take me to her grave. So they take him to the grave and he performs Salatul Janazah upon her and he makes dua for her. For who? For a lady who is to just keep the house of Allah clean. She wasn't somebody of note. Ordinary person. Look at the status the Nabi of Allah gave her. Look at the akhlaq. He said, why didn't you people inform me? I would have gone personally to her. This is what I'm saying, that our approach to good deeds must be different. We shouldn't think that only the big stuff will take us to Jannah. Yes, we must aim for it. But do not trivialize any good deed that Allah gives you the opportunity to do. Never trivialize. Shaitan's approach is, no man, what kind of charity you give in? Lousy dirham or 2 dirhams or 5 rands, 10 rands. If you give in, you must give £1,000, £2,000, $3,000, £50,000. That's called contribution. So shaitan trivializes a good deed. But Allah, wallahu ya'idukum al-fadla. Allah promises you a good reward for every good deed. You see, a good deed is not dependent on how big or how small it is. A good deed can take you to Jannah because a good deed is good in its nature. A good deed is goodness in its own nature. Therefore, it takes you to Jannah. Not because it's big or small. Yes, your reward increases. But actual goodness is found in every deed of Sharia. Every deed. Big or small. So there's so many ways to earn Jannah. A lady got such a high rank just for cleaning the masjid. Allahu Akbar. How many of us actually think about it? Now if we find something, probably the cleaners will clean up afterwards. We know we're paying them. So they'll clean the house of Allah. Subhanallah. Isn't this amazing? And there's so many incidents in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll share with you one more incident of Adi ibn Abi Hatib radiyallahu ta'ala an. He was a leader of his tribe, the tribe of Tay. So he wanted to accept Islam, but he wanted first-hand account. He wanted to meet and interact with the Prophet of Allah personally. So he comes to Medina, and the Nabi of Allah gets up. He holds him by the hand and he says, let's go to my house. As they are walking towards the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, an elderly woman, this is what I say to you, that good deeds present opportunities, but you need to be alert. So an elderly lady, she says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I want to talk with you. So the Nabi of Allah, undivided attention he gives to her. And she's speaking and speaking and speaking. Adi ibn Abi Hatib, at that time he hasn't accepted Islam. When he sees this, he said, wallahi laysa hadha bimalik. I take a qasam, this man can never be a king. This can never be the akhlaq of a king. To lower himself to an ordinary person and to give them undivided attention, this softened the heart for him to later accept Islam. On what? On a simple deed. The next time you pick up the banana peel and you throw it away, you might regard it as an insignificant action, but somebody is watching you. Somebody is watching you and they will say, wow, what a man. What a man. He did it on his own accord. So you don't know whose heart Allah can soften through a simple deed. Simple deed. Simple deed. Courtesy wherever we can. Helping out people. Being helpful. Being sociable. All this is part of the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ways of me earning Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So as we wrap up here, number one. Every good deed has the potential to take the doer to Jannah, big or small. Remember the lady who gave water to the dog? Allah gave her Jannah. Remember the person who was cleaning the house of Rasulullah? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for her and read Salatul Janazah. Remember Adi ibn Hatib, how Allah gave him hidayah just through a simple deed. And number three, we must understand, Many times we miss out on opportunities because of our attitude towards it. Number four, we must understand that Shaitan trivializes every good deed. He even trivializes sin, but it's a different topic altogether. And number five, we don't know where our Jannah is hidden. In which action? We don't know. Allah has made it so easy for us. Number six, one should never think when he is on a high pedestal of ibadah that people who are doing simple things are way below him. One of the aspects of arrogance that the ulama speak about is the arrogance of ibadah. And this is a sickness in our community. When a person, for example, wakes up for tahajjud salah and is reading qiyamul layl and he's doing a lot of ibadah, what tends to happen is that people on a high pedestal then start to look down upon people who are not at that level. Oh, you're wasting your time with the small sadaqah, you're wasting your time with this good deed. We don't know where Jannah is hidden. How can I judge the next person? How can I judge the next person? If Allah has given me the ability to be at this level of ibadah, I must be more humble. I must be more thankful to Allah. I can never make disparaging remarks. I can never look down upon somebody. I can never look at anybody with contempt. Because I don't know where his Jannah is written. I don't know. I don't know where is my Jannah written. On what guarantee do I say because of my Qiyamul Layl, Allah has given me Jannah? And I'll end off with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he said to Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an, Ya Aba Dharr, إِذَا طَبَخْتَ مَرِقَةً فَأَكْثِرْ مَاءَهَا وَتَعَاهَا جِرَانَكَ. Oh Abu Dharr, and this is my point the entire talk, easy ways of earning Jannah. Oh Abu Dharr, when you are making gravy, when you are making curry, or tarkari in our terms, the Nabi of Allah said, add one glass extra. وَتَعَاهَا جِرَانَكَ. And then take the extra and give it to your neighbor. Allahu Akbar. Isn't this amazing? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all Jannah. May Allah make us from amongst the successful one in this world, in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us in this world, in the year after. On behalf of Radio Islam International, we'd like to say Jazakallah khairan to the community of Clarksdorp and Mufti Yaqub Minti and all the other organizers who have put this program together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Mufti Saab, grant him long life, and may we continue to benefit from his uloom and his knowledge. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.